This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. After our very long hiatus for Vampire Diaries, we are on season 6, episode 11. Woke up with a monster. Really happy I didn't do that today. Just so you guys know, if you are looking to check us out, you can find us, as always, on youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV or on iTunes or on SoundCloud now. So rate, comment, subscribe. Make sure you leave us messages. We read every single thing you guys have to say. You are the best fans of all time, and we really, really love you. We also now are starting a new hashtag, so it's a little confusing. Stick with me here. It's hashtag ABTV TVD. So ABTV, the Vampire Diaries. Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel like I knocked that one out of the park a little bit. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty lucky. So you guys make sure if you are tweeting at us, you use that hashtag. I am your host, Roxy Stryer, alongside Sam Davidson.
Hi, guys.
Katie Campbell.
Hello, hello.
And very special guest, Mike Parker.
Hello, hello.
We are so happy to have you. You are from season 4 of Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
So we're going to pick your brain about all the inside scoop. And also, you have a lot of upcoming projects that we're really excited to talk about, some CW stuff. And we got a lot of CW fans in the house.
There we
so
go.
This
Keep
is the perfect
house.
Place. Oh, yeah. Perfect place to be. Okay, guys. Overall thoughts. This is the mid-season premiere. What are we thinking about the episode? How do we think the rest of the season is going to go? Sam Davidson.
I wanted more kisses like you, Roxy. We talked about it. I want some
What
more
was the deal?
Action.
Teasing. The forehead touching.
Yeah, it was just too much. I'm like, come on. I get it's the CW, guys, but, like, give us something.
We got no lip action. No. It wasn't even like I was hoping for any body action this week. No lip action.
None.
I mean, when you said the forehead action, there was no kissing with them, and we waited for so long for Liver to kiss, and then now they're not again.
Yeah. How did you say that with the straight
face? Rudely
interrupted. I don't know.
By the brother.
Yes. I think we saw a kiss once.
We didn't see a kiss until they played the preview for next
year. Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure we didn't see any lip action.
No, I meant Liver. We saw one Liver kiss one time a few episodes ago, but a few episodes means 2 months. Because that's how long we've been on hiatus.
And let me just say, today I rewatched the last episode, the mid-season finale.
True fan, baby.
Yeah, here, right over here. But Tyler said, I don't want my girlfriend to die. And I'm like, come on, she's not your girlfriend.
Yeah. Why isn't... a little quick.
Yeah, he's just like so obsessed with her. And I'm like, you love Caroline. See, I still kind of, I know.
What?
Whoa.
What just happened?
I told you, that romance / sex scene that they had in, I don't know what it was.
The Tyler Caroline one?
Yeah, you're I'm still stuck on it. I know.
You're going to go to the Klaus and Caroline
No,
moment.
No, that's not what I was just going to do. I understand getting stuck on something, but you're talking about a couple that's pre even the word ship. Like, you can't ship somebody pre-shipping.
They were shipping.
I mean, okay,
There's not a name for them, I suppose, but
what,
I always...
What even happened pre-ship? They're like... All right. They're walking.
That is not... They're not that old of a ship.
Yeah, they are. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what?
You just miss anything with him because you think he looks like Kai, and Kai's evil, and so you want to see the good side.
Yeah, that's true.
I get it.
Could be brothers.
No.
Thank you. Okay.
I know, no one agrees, but I do kind of agree.
He agrees.
I do.
You're on our team.
I am the only one here.
Oh, you're the only one that doesn't agree.
All right, just to fill you in.
Did not agree.
They could be brothers.
All right, to fill you in, we've been having this debate to the point where our other co-host, Tiana Hobson, who wishes she could be here tonight, but she'll be back next week, had to pick stitch together the two of them and Instagram it out to get a vote. And I was shocked to see that you guys at home were not standing by our team at all.
Nope. There's a couple of you.
Some of them, but most of them thought that Katie won. Who's we?
Me and Tiana.
Oh. Because I was going to say, don't drag Micah down.
Here, though. Come on.
Don't drag him down.
He's
on
with
your
us. Show. He's like the only other one on our team.
I know. Okay, guys, so let's talk about this night's episode. Speaking of one half of that relationship, we have Kai. And I think, Katie, you tried to give out.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and we love our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hashtag to them, like a Kalena. Did you just say that?
It was me.
Oh, you did that to him? I mean, it's just insulting that you would do that to Elena.
It's because there's rumors they're dating in real life. That's the problem with it.
All right. Well, I just feel like after I was either watching him or in something with him, I would never be able to be involved with him. Don't you feel like it'd be a little creepy?
See, I still felt like they had chemistry.
Yeah. Said it all.
Yeah.
He's scary.
They did almost have that very tender moment.
Yes, and you said that. You were like...
Completely ruined
by... Yeah. Wait, moment.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Where was I?
He was like talking about his brother.
And then he's like, and then I killed him.
I used to love my brother, and I beat him at video game or something. Then I beat him in real life.
To death.
Here's the thing.
To death. And then like the sparks went off behind him.
We know that there is no tender moment when he's talking about any of his siblings because we know that he murdered like eight of his siblings. The only sibling he didn't murder was the one he had to keep alive to merge with and then murder.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I keep looking for this redeeming quality in him because I do think he has those moments. I'm like, Ooh, is it coming? And then everybody's like, what's wrong with you, Roxy? Like,
you pure
evil.
You want him to be with Bonnie.
I know. Speaking of which, where's Bon Bon?
Yeah, we didn't get to see Bon Bon.
It happens all the time. Bonnie gets the shaft.
The last time we saw her, she was lighting the tree
on fire.
Oh, my gosh. They were like, you know what? It's so irrelevant to tonight's episode. We're not even going to show you what she's doing with that tree anymore.
Because she's just sitting there.
She could have burnt down the whole town. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. That's not true, actually. I care.
I care.
Yeah. Ooh, and he can sing. All right. So Kai takes Elena to torture her. Totally normal. I mean, I do that to my friends all the time. I'm like, ooh, how do I practice my magic? Let me just use you and your body for this.
Right.
I mean, I feel like she should have been able to do something. Now, we've talked about this time and time again, how people are always come to save Elena. And it's like, you know what? Her first year of being a vampire, we knew she couldn't really control her abilities. But now, what? She's on year 3 of being a vampire? She's got to learn to do this herself.
Yeah. But what was she going to do?
Well, she did like, yank the chains down from the lights.
That's
why I did not do that. Before the ring melts off.
Okay. Right. Like, get mad. You could see she got that mad. She yanks it down. Why don't you get that mad before you end up in a situation that you cannot get out of?
I mean, she's got a tenderness for Kai, obviously.
Uh-huh. Is that it?
Well, no, I think she wants to pretend to have a tenderness for him to kind of, like, manipulate him into, like, letting her go. But why her? Why did Kai pick her? Because she was the most, like, valued. Like, she knew... He knew that, you know, everyone would really be upset if she was gone, kind of thing.
But did he want them to come and get her?
Yeah, I think so. He knew they would come and get her at some point.
I think everybody always picks Elena. I mean, number one, she's a doppelganger, so she gets picked for more things. But number two, because she is the most loved individual for some reason on the show. I'm not even saying that like I hate her, but honestly, everybody will come save Elena. There's a lot of people that other people are like, all right, you know what? They're gone. Let's try to figure this out after we eat our lunch and have a couple cups of coffee and maybe get a drink at the bar. Like, with Elena, the world stops.
I'm going to go get her. No, I'm going to go get her.
Exactly. Like, everybody's fighting over who can save Elena. Mm. So I guess maybe that would be why. Or he
also obviously needed a vampire so he could test his magic out without them dying.
Right, but why not Damon? He already hates Damon, I feel like.
He likes Elena. And he said, he was like, you're so pretty.
You think he has a crush on her?
Probably in a
weird, sicko way, and he like did that thing in her face where he like drew a K.
He marked his territory.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, he just peed on her, like metaphorically, you know.
Did anybody else get the vibe that he was gonna like try to hook up with her at some point? Because I felt like he was just gonna pounce on her. No,
it's a creepy thing going on.
It was like that. I'm gonna dominate you.
Yeah, but then when he did the illusion, though, he had the stake go through her, pretending it was Kai, and Damon threw the stake at Kai. But it was the illusion, so it was really Elena. He didn't care about that.
Well, did you really think that Kai thought that that would kill her? Because I don't feel like he was trying to kill her at any point. I felt like he was just playing sick, twisted games with her.
Because then he left her with Damon. Obviously, he's going to save her.
Yeah.
He would have known that. Close to her heart. What if it got into the heart?
Yeah, I think that he plans on killing her.
Speaking of which, that joke that Elena played on Damon at the end was just harsh.
All right, let's talk about that for a second. So, Elena, who has been not feeling Damon that much and was dating somebody else and wiped all her memories and has messed with us all, I mean us as in us at this table and you guys at home, she's really messing with all of our minds, decides, you know what? I haven't messed with people enough. I'm going to pretend like I'm dying because that's freaking hysterical. What? Like, that was so not an Elena move.
I agree. I started tearing up. I almost started crying.
Like, of laughter?
No.
Oh, no, crying when you thought she was going to die.
Yeah. I thought she was going to die.
And then turned into, like, a snickering laugh.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought she was hallucinating. It's like, right before you die, it's like, wah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Like, she's just laughing. Like, I was like, girl's about to die.
Yeah, she's in hysterics.
And then she's like, just kidding.
Can I just say, though, like, Katie, you must be everybody's dream audience member, because of the fact that you honestly think they're going to kill Elena off the show, like, they are tugging on your poor little heartstrings, and you're just letting them.
Here's the thing, though. I read an article recently about Stefan saying that he thinks a major character should die off soon because it would make the show exciting. So I really don't know if I believe that she would be killed off, and right now at the, you know, we're coming back into the season after this break, but they'll do anything, right?
Let's live in that world for a second. Let's live in a world where Elena died tonight. Then what?
The show would be over.
What do they do next week? Do the brothers look at each other and they're like, oh, well, on to the next town. Like,
they find the next doppelganger is what they do because they're creepy stalkers of her face.
Yeah, they face is what it is. Yeah.
I'm just like, aren't we done?
There are no more doppelgangers.
Yeah, but who knows? Who knows what they could pull up? I don't think Elena's going to die, though. She can't die. There's no way she
can
die.
When you pose that question, I don't know what they would do.
Yeah, I feel like we'd be lost. But we have talked a little bit in news and gossip before about potentially there being drama behind the scenes. So one of them, either Ian or Nina, needing to leave the show. Obviously, that's all just rumor and speculation.
Hearsay.
Yeah, of course. So we hope it's not true. But I really don't feel like that they could do the show without
The three of them.
Yeah. Oh. I would rather the show end than have one of the three of them not be on the show.
Right? There would be a hole in your heart for the rest of your life.
I would just rather them end it, which I don't want.
But do you feel that way as a Stelena fan? You feel like if Damon left the show, there would be a hole in your heart? Or would you be okay?
No. I love all of them. I do.
I've never heard you say you love Damon. That's never come out of your mouth.
I do, but for Stefan and Elena, their love was so beautiful, and he's such a good person, and he needs to be happy.
Mm-hmm. All right, Micah, it's time. It's time for the question. Are you Delana or are you Stelena? Because I don't know how I got to this point and didn't ask you.
I'm going to go with Delana.
It's so good. It feels so good. It
feels so right.
Every time I hear it.
Every night.
It's the darkness, you know? There's the darkness in the relationship.
And she's the light.
But I will say that, so she claims, Katie with three E's Campbell is getting a lot of different tweets about Stelena fans. Apparently, they still exist.
They do. They do. There are hardcore Stelena fans. And we stand together.
I just think they've both moved on, too much.
I think they will come full circle at some. I do think that they will have another thing again.
Also, Stefan tonight.
Love kind of thing.
Yes. Oh.
Stefan tonight, I don't know if he knew what was going on with Elena, but Stefan was off on his own little journey while Damon is trying to save Elena. There was a lot of different things going on in the Salvatore house, though. Yeah. It was like a very busy
Stefan
time.
Stefan was like getting brownie points by being like all-star boyfriend for Candace and Caroline.
For Caroline. I mean, to the point where I thought maybe we'd see a make out there. Mm-hmm. We didn't get it where we thought we would. I mean, no, nobody was feeling that.
Brownie points.
I thought he's getting that.
He's building up the points?
I think he got some massive points.
Oh, he's got a lot of points to gain after what he's done to her at this point.
That's true.
But is he just helping her at this point, like deal with the infinite death of her mother?
If that's what it is, it's kind of messed up. Because he knows she blatantly came out and said, I like you. And almost was like, leave me alone. I like you so much.
Like, I'm embarrassed about it.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed. And then if he's like, oh, I know that, so let me just give you my shoulder to cry on. No. If he doesn't feel for her back, that's messed up.
I agree.
I think he's going to end up feeling for her back. He just didn't know that that would even exist inside until she said that to him. He didn't think of her in that way. But now that she did open that door, maybe after they build their friendship back up, it'll be very slowly, but we will probably get a relationship.
Kind of took him by surprise a bit.
You're seeing him start to come around?
Yeah. Was that?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
In the future, maybe, yeah.
And how does that feel, Steriline?
I mean, it's sad with the Stelena, but I'm sad for him. He needs happiness. And so does she.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does need something good to happen.
That would just be the most, because they're so,
at least.
Both of them are so frickin' emotional, unless he turns his switch, that if they ever broke up, the world would drown in tears. So it's like, tread lightly. They need to go into this knowing that it will be the last relationship they're ever in. That's how I feel.
Here's what I think is that vampires live forever, and in their relationships, they kind of think that and are like, yeah, I could be with you for the next 100 years, but God knows what's going to happen the 100 years after that.
Yeah.
So they can,
like,
you know.
Commitment.
Exactly. Oh, I mean, they can have different loves in their lives.
I am sensing a little bit of a commitment phobe over here.
No. We don't want to go down that road.
Even if you live forever, dude, you can't really just, like, throw it down. You just, you know, no.
Yeah.
I get that. That would freak me out. Like, when you say, till death do we part, at least you're like, all right,
at least once I die,
90 tops.
But in this supernatural world, anything happens. I mean, at the end of last season, look what happened to Damon, and Elena thought she lost him forever, and then in the previews for the next episode, she said, you know, life's too short.
Well, look what happened with Alaric. You know, that's the person whose life that I'm like, you really never know what's going to happen here. Yeah. And so, speaking of Alaric, I'm really happy for what's going on with him.
Me too.
He's a totally normal dude right now, for lack of better words, because what else can we call him?
Besides being extremely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. He is extreme. He's so dreamy. But, you know, he's found this great girl, and she may or may not be about to die. I thought that was a really interesting part of the episode. We have kind of been playing the fence for Liv and Luke. We've been playing it. And for Kai and Joe, we've been wondering who's the stronger of the siblings. And tonight, they made it very clear to us who were the stronger of the twins. Mm-hmm. So it seems like Kai is stronger than Joe.
With all that magic right now.
Which we had questions about. But why do they think that the magic is going to fade anytime soon? I feel like you have a whole town of magic. Couldn't that last 200 years?
Yeah.
That was just a random number, but don't you feel like that could... They're making it sound like, next week it will be gone. To me, I think that might last for a really long time.
I think so, too.
I mean, maybe they have some idea of forcing him to drain his magic, like...
Yeah, like verbane.
Just like Joe, like put all her magic into the knife. Maybe they... I don't... Can you compel a witch?
I don't think you can compel a witch, but I think you can. No, because I don't think Bonnie was ever compelled. I don't think you can compel a witch, but I do think that you could drain them of their magic.
Somehow.
I just think you would have to be stronger than them in order to drain them, and who's stronger than him? Like, we're going to have to get Bonnie back in order to drain Kai. Oh, I should say that for predictions. That's the best one I ever thought of. Yeah. pretty proud of that, guys. We really came up with that together. But I don't even know if Bonnie would be strong enough. Who even knows if Bonnie has any magic right now? She put that thing in a teddy bear and threw that down the pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she can get it back.
Really a pipe. It was more of a... What was that called?
Was it a well?
No, what is that thing called? The
portal.
No, that metal thing there.
Oh, the clocky thing.
The ascendant.
The ascendant.
Ascendant.
Yeah, that's what
like
she
a
did.
Portal.
But she, I don't know, maybe she can get all, maybe that's how we get Graham back somehow. Like, we need an entire coven to
like
go against
army.
Him. Yeah, because otherwise he's just too strong. But the other twins that we find out about, which was a bigger shock to me, was the Liv and Luke thing.
Well, it's just such a big, like, so much female power on the show, aside from Stefano and Damon being who they are and super hot. You would at least think
I have to say it.
But one of the twins, there's two sets of twins, you would think that one of them would at least, the power would be held by a woman, if not both, because witches are very female dominant.
Right.
But both sets of twins have the male twin taking the power at this point.
Well,
Warlock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Such a cooler name.
But the thing is, at least Kai wasn't actually stronger until now. He's got this, I don't even know what it's called, fake magic or whatever in him. So she was more dominant, and it might be if she hadn't lost her magic for all these years. But in terms of Liv and Luke, that's why it's so surprising to me. I never looked at her as weaker, but she gave those two very specific examples, and I was like, holy crap, he really did just strip you of what you had.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't used him for as many things, which is why I don't think we realized
Luke
how strong he was.
Yeah.
We haven't used him. So, I don't know. This was confusing to me also because I felt like this was set in stone. They were going to go up against each other. They didn't have a choice. But then he's like, yo, Dad, doing this.
Yeah. He's going to be mad.
See, at first I thought, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was going to say the dad's going to be mad. He's not going to like that phone call, so he's going to come and throw some craziness in the mix, too.
What does he think about? Well, he wants Kai to,
do they even know that Kai, I guess the coven knows that Kai's back, but why are they doing anything about it?
Do you think the coven knows he's back? Well, they're in, like, time and space hidden in some portal.
I think they know because, remember, Liv says, why is Dad mad at me? Because she knows that he knows I'm helping Joe. So
it's like the first time you've really heard that.
Right.
But to have a parent be mad at you if you really want to do something, it's like, all right, that's fine. I didn't think that was an option for them.
Yeah.
Right.
At all.
It's like
to
a
have
normal
someone...
household here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. And we saw him try to kill Joe before when... they thought that Kai was coming back. He said, Kai's going to get out. We have to kill Joe so he can't be the leader of the coven. So he's not going to like the fact that Luke and Liv
are helping Joe stay alive.
Yeah, so he's going to come and try to stop that whole situation and make the two of them merge.
The way he said it, though, was like, Dad, I don't want to play varsity lacrosse anymore. Like, and that's how he phrased it,
Done with your dream,
Yeah, I'm done with it. But I was just surprised that Liv accepted that. I thought that she would be like, all right, that's nice of you that you made that phone call, but you know that will never work. But instead, she has this, like, grin on her face. Oh, my God, yeah. Finally, this is it. I'm thinking, what? And Tyler, too. Tyler's like, yeah, yeah, we did it. We did it. You guys have been around for long enough. You know your dad better than I do. Is this
really going to stand?
Yeah.
No. I thought that when Luke was – they were talking about who was stronger. I thought Luke had known that all along, and so he was kind of
– Oh, you felt like he knew that he was going to live.
He was like, yeah, he was playing off that he loved her so much, and he didn't want to merge and kill her. But there was that moment – when they were having that conversation, I was like, I think he knew this all along, and he's maybe playing that card into his advantage. Also looking like the good guy.
So right, yeah, exactly. So. That's a good point.
I think that that could be true, though. We haven't really seen much of Luke. We see him here and there, and I saw that in his eyes, too.
Yeah.
You felt like he
knew it.
That he knew. See, I feel like they're probably both 50-50, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's no... Yeah, you can have best friends, whatever, but being a twin is not something I can relate to, but that kind of bond, I mean, I have siblings, so I can relate like that, but there's got to be something there where how can you pick between yourself and your...
Right, your other half.
Your other half. Yeah. Like, you guys have been together from the first second, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't feel... And he doesn't seem malicious to me. I don't feel like he knew this whole time, muhahaha, I'm going to beat you, so that's why I'm okay with it. I felt like he kind of... maybe in the back of his mind knew.
Yeah.
But he's
causing some trepidation.
Right, but he didn't want to admit it because he...
Loves her.
Yeah, he loves her.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think he would ever sacrifice himself? Or I think he would. In a way, I could kind of... It's one of those things, not to get into predictions, like, would it be possible for Kai to stay... Okay, if Kai was going to stay on the show, and Joe's going to stay on the show, and what if, like, those twins died? You know, Luke...
Both of them?
And live. Yeah. What if both of them died and then the other two were somehow able to live through a loophole?
Wait, why do both? Well, only one twin needs to die. Not one twin in both sets needs to die.
I know.
Like, you're just saying they're going to clear the way.
Yeah. I'm just like, okay, if two need to die, then, you know,
but
just
not two
take
need
those-
to die.
Yeah.
I think just one needs to die. So I think that even if just Luke died, then Liv could live and Kai and Joe could live.
I thought it had to be one set from each.
It's
one twin from.
Yeah, yeah.
One no, because it's just who's going to be the leader. So the reason that Kai and Joe didn't do it in the first place was because Kai was crazy and they didn't want him to win. So they kept having babies again until they had twins, so that there could be one leader. So now that Kai and Joe might merge, if they did merge, that means that Luke and Liv would never have to merge. That's what I understood.
Until the next generation, and until they need a new leader.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's correct, but you guys at home probably know because you're the best, so make sure you're tweeting at us and hashtagging ABTVTVD.
There you go.
I see what you're saying, though, about clearing way for a different kind of storyline.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Open it up a bit
There's
more.
There's so many loopholes on this show.
Exactly, like...
They could do whatever they wanted, to be honest.
Well, what I do agree with, maybe, that you're saying, I think this is what you're saying, is that Luke might... I don't know if he would be able to, but Mike might want to sacrifice himself for Liv.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I'm picturing. Like, two people across the room being like this to each other, like, you push the power out, and then maybe if Luke pushes a little less power than he knows he has because he wants Liv to have it, like, I don't know if he has control over how much power he's pushing out. I'm seeing, like, colors and lightsabers and stuff going. But I think that Luke, at the end of the day, would rather see Liv, who pun intended, than himself. That's honestly what I think.
Yeah.
So he might trust.
I also can't see Kai or Joe dying anytime soon.
Yeah.
It's, gosh,
I think Kai is either going to die a horrible death, like, soon, or he's going to be around for a long time.
I think he's the new Klaus.
That's exactly.
Yeah, and you said that earlier.
And also, did you see goodness in Klaus when he first came on the scene? Absolutely
no.
not. And then
yes,
he started
I loved him always.
Started to come out of it.
Now he has his own spinoff.
Yeah, exactly.
The show's amazing.
Are you seeing a Kai spinoff? Oh my God.
Okay,
creepy.
Too soon. But
if Coven wasn't already taken as a title, it'd be perfect.
We talked about this, the Gemini Coven spinoff. That
would
be a great show.
It really would.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
I agree with that.
Chris would. You're the man. You can do it.
It would be a whole different vein, though. It would be more like horror.
Yeah. You know?
Witchy.
Yeah. Ooh, witchy woman. Okay. So we've got that whole situation. And then come to save the day in the weirdest way possible are Alaric and Jeremy. Now, This is weird because Jeremy is kind of team Matt these days, where we don't know which direction he's going, and Matt is like against the vampires, and Jeremy is kind of following in that direction. But obviously he's got his bow and he wants to save his sister. I mean, was anybody else surprised that Alaric and Jeremy went one way and Matt's chilling off to the side?
No. Well, Jeremy and Matt did have a conversation in the last episode where Jeremy said, like, dude, you're taking this way out of control.
Right.
And I get where you're coming from.
But where does it stop?
Yeah, and he's like, I wanted to kill my sister, dude. Like, it was messed up. But I don't want to do that anymore, and I think there's a better way to figure this out. You know, Matt has gone down this rabbit hole. We haven't seen it that much this episode.
Right.
But, you know, he's sitting with Liz Forbes, which we will get into, but he has been down a scary route. And Jeremy just says, he's just like, you're going to die if you keep on doing this. It's not even about if you're right or you're wrong. He thinks he's going to die. He knows best.
I think he's still stuck down there.
You think who's stuck down?
Matt. Thinking about, he doesn't like this whole situation. He did make one little comment tonight. We didn't see much, but when they found the manager or owner of the Mystic Grill the way he was. Yeah.
The one that Kai had done magic on.
He said it's been 22 hours and this is already happening.
Yeah, he's very sore on the subject of supernatural coming back.
It's so weird because we'll talk about it more in news and gossip, but based on what we know about characters for next year, I would think that they would have Matt's character would be more with the gang and Jeremy's character would be less with the gang, because if they're planning on having anybody leave the show, then I would think it'd be the person that was anti all of the people on the show.
They want to make it more devastating for us is what they want.
Yeah, I know. They're playing with our heartstrings.
It'd be easy if it was Matt.
Well, Jeremy's had so much heartbreak, so he has to have a normal life.
I guess.
He does.
I mean, Elena's had that much.
He'll be bored.
Anybody
who leaves Mystic Falls at this point is going to be so bored wherever they go.
Yeah. They could be, like, living through a tsunami and be, like, boring. Like, been there, done that.
I wonder what's going to happen, though. Is he going to come back when Bonnie comes back?
Is Jeremy? Well, yeah, we'll talk more about that because, obviously, it's going to be a huge change to this show. But in tonight's episode, I want to stick with this. We're talking about Forbes now. She is not doing so hot. And we learned that in devastating news in the mid-season finale. And we had a lot of talk over the break about whether vampire blood would be able to help her or not. And I know that you guys at home were going crazy about it. Some people think yes, some people think no. Because vampire blood cures everything. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we've been prone to think. You're curing stuff. But we see tonight, that might not be the case. And I just have to say, I felt like I saw that coming from a million miles away. Yeah.
I mean, I said it was too easy.
Stefan says is true. I mean, it was the best point anybody could have made is in 100 or 200 years, whatever it was, why have we never heard of somebody's cancer being miraculously cured from whatever?
But we haven't heard otherwise at the same time. Yeah. Like, if you give someone with cancer your blood, if you are a vampire, that they just, like, die and explode blood everywhere. Like, I feel like we would know that.
Yeah, but that would be less something that somebody would brag about. You know, you don't go and tell your friends, like, psst, I didn't cure cancer. You know, like, you would if you were a vampire, I'd be like, psst, guess what I did.
I can cure cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess, but I just, you know, like, there's all these, like, myths and everything that everyone talks about. It's like, why isn't cancer ever been discussed? It is such a... Well, if you're going to cure someone that's about to die, cancer. Duh.
Yeah, of course.
But no vampire ever, anything I've read or seen, has talked about curing cancer. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, I wonder what they're doing with this storyline. Because it's devastating, and I really don't want to lose her. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's looking like we're going to.
I think we're going to.
I also don't want to see her turn into, like, a crazy zombie or something.
Well, I definitely don't want to see what happened to him happen to her.
Well, we don't really know what happened. I mean, except for him.
We don't know what happened after.
Because he could, like, you know, what we know about vampires is that you give a human your blood, and they drink it, and then they die, and then they have to feed. And that's how they turn into a vampire.
Oh, so you think that guy was just spitting up? Yeah, maybe he's going to transition?
Well, I mean, he needs to feed on a human, but why not? Why wouldn't that be the same rule? He's dying just like anyone else that's dying that's given vampire blood.
Then everybody with cancer all around the world would want to be a vampire.
Well, but then people have these issues with vampires, you know, like their moral things.
Yeah, what it could, that maybe that's the reason no one's ever heard of it, is because they know vampires know that they would come out of the woodworks more if if it came out that vampires exist. A and their blood cures cancer.
And they can cure
it would like go like the entire they'd be hunted because it also seems way too convenient that the blood wouldn't work for the show. You know what I mean?
The debate that I wanted to have with you guys, though, because it seems like we were having it when we were watching, was whether Caroline was in the right for giving this guy her blood or not. Because I was under the impression that this was over the line. I don't know how you guys felt across the table, but I know that you were under the impression that it was the right thing to do.
I didn't think it was the right thing to do. I just think it's what I would do for your family.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's her. It's the only family member she has left, so I completely understand why she would take that risk and do that. But no, like, you know, humanly, theoretically speaking, it's not. You can't mess with people's, like, bodies and minds.
How are you guys feeling about that?
I don't think she should do it because she's messing with this guy's life. What if he wanted to, you know, pass on? She doesn't know that.
Right.
Yeah. But if it was my mom, I put myself in her situation, if it was my mom, I think I would probably try it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I agree with you guys. I mean, if you're looking at the only person in your family living or dying, you don't really care that much about a stranger, especially someone that's dying.
It's also the fact that I think in Caroline's mind that if at the very worst, this blood was going to do nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, this blood was either going to help or it was going to do nothing.
Kill the guy.
Right. And there's no way in her mind she thought vampire blood would actually hurt somebody. Right. So that's what did make it a little better for me. But what was so interesting about this trip is we're here giving Stefan brownie points because he's coming with her, whatever. But Stefan has complete different motives. Yeah, alternate motives for going with her.
Yeah, back to like crappy Stefan. No. I'm sorry.
You going to Duke?
Yeah. And how did nobody else pick up on that? It was like so obvious that there's something up. But he does decide to go, and this whole Sarah situation kind of baffles me. Like, is there something going on that I don't understand?
I think he's just trying to check on her and see that she's doing well, because that's what he wanted for her back when he put her up, you know, had her go to adoption.
Why couldn't he check on her the next day? Couldn't he just run there in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Convenience, I guess.
I always say. No, I think that there is something going on, and I know it, that I maybe people think I'm crazy, but the girl that was pretending to be Sarah.
Yeah.
I think they look like They're both very uniquely beautiful. I think.
Oh, this girl was gorgeous. Like, drop dead gorgeous.
But so was the other Sarah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But, and they, I guess a lot they of actors kind of. Are. Yes, but no, like, they look the same to me, you know, and they don't really look like Stefan. Exactly.
Yeah, they look more Damon like, though.
Yeah, for sure. But I do think, like, somehow they're all connected. Like, well, at least the two. We need to get an explanation on the pretend Sarah.
Well, looking like Stefan or Damon, they're also fourth generation removed.
Right. That's true. You know? That's true. I just thought that this whole thing was a little sketchy. And then Enzo coming there. And Enzo
taking
still,
all the photographs. Like, what's he going to do with those?
Right. I mean, he hates Stefan so much at this point. But it's like, really, does he hate? Is he going to show Damon or what? I just don't know what's going on.
Is he going to seduce Sarah?
But why?
Here's the thing. He wants to get back at Stefan. And he said revenge is the best when it's, you know, slowly, I forget his exact words. But
yeah,
he is going to hurt her, I think.
Well, cultivated, is that the word?
Cultivated.
Cultivated.
He reminds me a little bit of, not that I think that he's the same as Kai, because I think he's way better than Kai, but, you know, when Enzo first came on, I was like, I don't know how long he's staying for, and he kind of was a little bit of a villain because of what Damon had done to him and how he was coming back. But now I felt like he's a cool guy, and now I'm feeling like,
what's he doing
here? Like, is he going to team up with Kai now, maybe? Because they're on the same level. That's like some real revenge stuff.
I don't think he's on that level. I don't think Enzo is on that level.
I guess not.
I don't think Kai's level, but I think he's lost in this. Just all he's looking at is wanting to get back at Stefan, and he wants Stefan's life, basically. He's jealous of everything he has, the brother, the girl, so he's just over on his own trying to get revenge.
The only thing that I feel like could have brought Enzo back down to earth was if Caroline was like, I choose you, and she didn't do that or hasn't done that yet. Do we think that that could still happen? Or
Enzo?
Yeah, because Enzo was crushing on Caroline hard.
Mm-hmm.
He really was.
Does.
Yeah, I say was, probably is. We just don't see that side of him anymore because now he's like all blood bent.
He's lost on revenge.
But he's not turned off.
Would he be though? Like completely lost in revenge? Or I feel like love feels more than revenge does.
Maybe, but have they been interacting? How romantic. Did they see each other at all this, like...
Ooh, Enzo and
this
Caroline?
This episode? Yeah. No.
No, even though they were in the same place. I thought maybe that's why he showed up. He was like, oh, Stefan's with Caroline. Like, where are they going? But no, it's all just about revenge.
And when we hear the other phone conversations, you know, you always forget. Like, we see someone on a phone, and we hear the person on the other line. We forget, you know, if you're a vampire standing across the room, you can still hear what's going on the telephone.
Right.
So he, Enzo heard Stefan speaking to Caroline, and then he kind of, like, did his own thing. I do think it's a lot about Caroline has a lot of love. Yeah. Like, people love her.
I get it. She's the most adorable thing.
And she means so well, right. And she transitions so beautifully into a vampire with so much grace.
It's just such a bummer for them that Klaus is going to come back and sweep her off her feet, and they're going to end up together. Hashtag Caroline. Dream world. Okay, guys, I think we covered the episode, but I do want to get into a little bit of news and gossip, because... We had a long break and a lot of different things happened, but the two main things that I just wanted to touch upon were, number one, obviously we mentioned a little earlier in this episode, is that we're losing Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't sound like he was going to die because it sounded like there was opportunity for him to come back to the show.
Mm-hmm. To come back for weddings and funerals.
Right.
Well, whose wedding are we going to see?
Whose funeral is
it? Oh. Yeah. Obviously, Katie's looking at the bright side. Whose wedding? You're like, uh-oh. You're
crying funerals and cry weddings.
I mean, I don't know. What did you guys think about all these statements that Julie made and what was going on?
I'm sad about it, but I'm also wanting him to have a happy life.
You want?
Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
So I want him to go and have a good life.
Like off to college somewhere, you mean? Or
yeah.
Dude needs an education. Something.
Yeah. I feel like he's got to run. He's had to run at some point. Like, he can't keep walking around with a bow and arrow. You know, like, it's just not a way to live life.
I love that line. Jeremy's holding the crossbows.
Yeah, it's because we all know what he's doing. And he's got that face always now that's like, I'm going to get you. Yeah. It's like, come on, man. Like, really, what are you going to do? Actually, though, he does save the day tonight, though. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't fault him there. But I don't know. I just feel like there's going to be a little bit of a hole on this show without him.
I agree.
I'm not really sure what Julie said. Actually,
She basically said, she said that he's not a regular anymore, but there will be opportunity for him to come back for things such as weddings and funerals. That's what
I feel like she said that about all of them at one point, though.
That they will be able to come back?
She said that about Ian.
I mean, when we have multiple...
And Bonnie.
Oh, she said that about Ian?
Well, she's...
going to be a bunch of swerves.
It's... Oh. They do want to throw us... You know, curveballs. At the same time, she said that the rest of the series is kind of like, this is the end part of the chapter of her book, of her television series. Mm. So we're, you know, chapter four, like the fourth half. And now that that's happening, people are going to die. And that's just natural for, by the time, I don't know, the last episode airs, there might be just a few people left and some ghosts popping up. Like,
yeah.
Who knows?
Like Adrian.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's the character. Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen hybrids in a long time. Mm-hmm. You guys have, like, fled. I mean, maybe Jeremy
Tyler
will come live with you guys.
No longer a hybrid either.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel like at least finally with Tyler, we found a little bit of a place for him with Liv, which is why I don't want to see her leave. Because, you know, he left. He went to the original. He went to help you guys. He goes to the originals. He comes back. And it's like he had no place. But now that's why I like Liv a little bit. Because at least it gives him.
She gives him.
I get that.
Purpose.
Gives him a
purpose.
Whole.
Yeah, something. What's going to happen with her?
I don't know.
Because if Luke dies, she will die inside. She will be miserable. And
You don't want to deal with that.
Like, you don't. No. Yeah, no one wants to deal with that.
Yeah.
If Luke dies, she might as well have died as well. That's the point of everything that she's been saying.
Yeah. You talked about, and I just wanted to mention also, so I guess there were three things, that we seem to be winding down, but we were picked up for another season. So that should be mentioned, which I'm really excited about.
Yes.
Congratulations to CW.
Yeah.
I mean, so many shows. They had so many shows that got renewed.
They're killing it.
They're
Flash won People's Choice Award for Best New TV Dramas.
Speaking of Flash, I think we have somebody who'll be making an appearance on that show. Mm-hmm. I'm like completely Flash obsessed.
Oh, it was me.
Are you taking the credit for that?
Yeah. No, it's...
Well, okay, so when are we going to be seeing you on Flash? I'm Flash obsessed. I cover the after show here. It's like, I think one of the, definitely the best new show of the season, but one of the best shows on television. I love it.
Yeah, I'll be, you'll see me 2 weeks, February 3rd.
Ooh. What can you tell us about it? Spoil things.
I don't want to spoil too much. That shows, I mean, there's so many chances for spoilers. I always get in trouble when I talk.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I basically play a bad boy that gets broken out of jail and kind of goes on a...
Got it.
Bender.
I can see the leather jacket. You got the bad boy thing going on.
Yeah.
Do you feel... I mean, I always talk about this for CW shows because I feel like they really take care of their own, but did that help you get the part at all from being going from one CW show to another?
I think it probably definitely helped.
That's amazing that they look out for you guys.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, they get the people they like, and they want to use them again. So, I mean,
they like you. They really like you. That's
they
awesome.
Like me.
Back to a little bit of news and gossip before we talk some more about you. But I just wanted to say the other thing is we're hearing real live wedding bells, I think, with Ian and Nikki. I have some mixed feelings on this, guys. How could this possibly make things better on set? I know that I need to care about them as actual people and not just care about them as characters, but we're hearing so much drama that... Is anybody else nervous?
Well, Nikki and Nina have been friends quite some time, so I think that on top of, like, you know, her ex that she works with every day getting a new fiancé, it's her friend.
Right. And... it was kind of weird. The Vampire Diaries Instagram account, like, Instagram a picture of Nikki and Nina. I think they're trying to show us, like, look, they're cool. They're cool. Yeah. Which I just would have a really hard time being cool with anybody that was dating. You could be civil, but if it was your friend, I don't know. Yeah. I am happy for them, though. They do look really cute. They're good looking people.
I'll say congratulations. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get into that too much.
Yeah. Marvel tough, guys.
You stay in good terms with the CW. Yeah. Yeah. You keep going.
I see those guys a lot.
I mean, they both play vampires. So.
Well, I'm sure they're great together. It has nothing to do with the couple. It just makes me nervous for the set, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It obviously, as a fan of the show and hearing rumors, which hopefully are just rumors, about them feeling uncomfortable around each other. But I don't see it on screen.
Like, as an actor, I would say that sometimes that stuff just fuels what you see on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something real going on.
Yeah.
That's true. Even if it is, like, which I don't think I don't think they hate each other, but... You know, anything that's going on that's real and got some gravity, you can put that right in. I think it only benefits.
But then what about when you kiss?
It would be hard, obviously, but...
What about the kisses?
Well, that would obviously not be fun, but...
Or it would be. Or it's like, I get to kiss my ex.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if I'm feeling, like, anger or whatever, it just... Put it right in, you know? So maybe it'll make it better.
That's talent, baby.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. An optimist at heart.
So. That's true. Okay, let's get to some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right, so we saw no makeyouty tonight, but we see a little makeyouty next week.
Oh, gosh.
And I have to apologize to the three of you because it was... almost embarrassing what I did when we saw that, like a 13-year-old girl who jumped out of her chair and screamed, yes!
Hey,
like, are you serious? I've been waiting for this Delana moment for so long. I'm sorry for your loss, but your loss is my gain, and I have to be selfish here, and this is the best moment ever.
Listen, I would have screamed if it was Stefan and Elena. I would have been jumping out of my chair. So.
What if it would have been Stefan and Caroline, though?
I would have felt happiness for their happiness, you know?
I feel happiness for all of their happiness.
Just somebody kiss, please.
Yeah.
Stop with the forehead stuff, guys. Weird and makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it does make really good silhouettes on camera. The forehead stuff looks
pretty.
Yeah.
It's like what I do with my cat, though. You know, we do forehead touches.
I feel like that's a problem we have to talk about off camera. Just saying. All right, what do we have for predictions, though? So, talking about Sheriff Forbes, any predictions there?
Dude, you know what? This is going to may sound crazy, but all I was thinking about was if she dies, who's going to be sheriff?
Matt. Is it Matt?
Matt.
What if it was,
you know, like Alaric or someone that had a close relationship with the supernatural world that could kind of use Mystic Falls as like a safe haven for
that would be better for us.
All I know, just to chime in real quick, is that I think it was like a season or a season and a half ago or something, there was talk about Matt having his own spinoff as the sheriff. And that clearly did not happen. So I think that
would be
she,
a crazy show.
Yeah, Sheriff it would be. Donovan. Yeah, I mean, but basically, that he's not going to have his own spinoff, but he's probably going to take the sheriff's place.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think that if she has the choice to, in fact, be a vampire, become one, and actually finish the transition, I don't think she will. I think she's going to die. I think Matt's going to be the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, any other predictions across the board? I've never felt more alive in my life.
Yes, I think the dad of Kai and Joe and Liv and Luke is coming back, and he's going to cause some trouble because he doesn't like what they're doing.
Well, he has to fix things. I mean, he created all these little...
He's crazy, too.
How could he not care? Like, at this point, I feel like he's like, let's just kill them all. Let me have two more twins.
That's what he
just
wants
try
to
again.
Do.
He's, like, taking Viagra. He's like, how can I do another one?
Yeah, it's scary. What do you think he's going to come back and do, though? You think he's just
going to... He's going to try... I don't know. He wanted to kill Joe when he was afraid that Kai was coming out. He will kill his
He'll kids. Kill Kai.
All right.
Hopefully he'll kill Kai.
Hopefully that's where he'll go, but I think he's coming back because he doesn't like it.
Kai.
Because you're liking the evil?
He's just a good enemy, you know?
He's a good villain.
I agree with that. Okay, and I want to talk a little bit about where we can find you. So we already talked about The Flash.
Yeah.
But also, I hear you have a feature in festivals. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. The film's called Wait, and we've been accepted into two festivals so far. We won Best Picture at the first one, and in the second one we got Best Breakthrough Director, and I actually got Best Breakout Performance.
I love it.
So, really exciting. Amazing. Stuff. So that's Valentine's Day evening.
Okay.
Our film will be screening at Regal LA Live. So.
And don't we have a really cool host for that?
Yeah, co-hosted by Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. I think I've heard of him before. Once or twice,
maybe. One of those guys.
Yeah.
I think he's made a movie.
I feel like I know that name. So that's awesome. I'm excited to see you.
Yeah.
You have projects coming up. And
super excited about that. I mean, you know, we're just trying to get a good wave going in the festivals and see what can happen. You know, I just want to meet people. And,
yeah. Of course.
And I believe in the film a lot, so I just want to get it out there. I want people to see it.
I can't wait to see it.
Me too. I can't wait.
If people want to keep talking to you or hearing about your future projects, where can they find you on social media?
Twitter is @MicahJoeParker. So pretty easy. I'm always on. Talk to me. Or Facebook. I don't want to say my... Because I don't have a... I only
you
have
do
a personal
Instagram.
Facebook. I do have Instagram.
Yeah, do that.
MicahJoe68.
MicahJoe68.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys can check out his amazing pictures, or apparently he's always on Twitter, and you can talk to him.
Or if you're a vampire, I mean, obviously you're watching this, you're a Vampire Diaries fan, I do conventions.
Cool.
So I'll be at all 8 of them next year with Chase, who played Oliver on the originals.
Oh, who came on, great guy.
Co-hosting the conventions.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, if you're in the area.
And you do a lot of the different conventions? You do all of them?
Yeah.
And you'll tweet out which ones you're at?
Yeah, he posts them. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the after show. I really appreciate it. Katie, where can everybody find you if they want to talk to you throughout the week?
You can find me on Twitter @KatieCampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's. And Instagram @KatieCampbell13.
And Sarah?
You can find me online @SamDavidsonEntertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram @SamD43.
And you can find me @RoxyStryer. You can find us @AfterBuzzTV. And if you want to talk to us specifically, the hashtag is ABTVTVD. Or you can find us on YouTube /AfterBuzzTV or on iTunes or on SoundCloud. Rate, comment, subscribe. We read every single comment. We love you guys. You're the most amazing fans of all time. Thank you again for watching. And thank you, Micah, for coming in. You were great.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.